Well, I think if you ask anybody in Donegal, they have a very different story. While the CSO figures yesterday showed there was a marginal increase in GDP growth, which means technically we're out of recession, the figures actually tell a very grim story. When this government came to office, they expected 3% of growth in the economy at this stage. They've only got 0.4% in the last quarter, and the quarter before that it was actually negative growth. And it really tells them that the experiment of austerity has failed. It's failed dramatically. And if you look at the figures that were released yesterday, combine them with the unemployment figures, the 415,000 people unemployed, or the 1,700 people that are immigrating every year, not to mention the over 100,000 people that are mortgage distressed, it really is a wake-up call to the government and tell them, look, you need to ease off the austerity.
And although the CSO statistics released yesterday say the recession's over, there's not going to be many people out there breathing a sigh of relief saying, thank God that's over.
No, this is all about, you know, people. And unfortunately, for the last maybe 5 years since the economic crash, there's been a focus on government about numbers and statistics. You know, numbers and statistics tell you one thing, it's important to read them, but you also have to read the, you know, what's behind each number. And behind each number is a family, is a person, and is suffering, is torment in some cases. And that's what's missing in all of this here. We talk about, you know, Ireland as if it was a spreadsheet, as if it was facts and figures. It's not. Ireland is made of people, living people that are hurting as a result of austerity. And anybody that I have meeting, while there is some signs of hope, particularly we've seen you know, an upturn in the tourism market, we see a little upturn in the construction sector, they're all to be welcomed, and we hope and pray that that will continue and to grow. But most people in their ordinary lives are just telling me that they can't take it anymore, that they've had enough, and that the pain that has been heaped on them for the last 5 years has taken them to breaking point.